Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay. This video today is about how to create a plan and maintain your voice progression. Wherever you are now and wherever you want to be, there's going to be a journey and there's going to be steps, but you need to know where you want to be first, right? It's a new year, it's 2021 now, so we have the option to make a plan for the year ahead. Now, I started my plan in October, right? And I've been implementing it. I've not been here for a couple of weeks. So sorry for those of you that have been waiting for new material, but here it is. This is this year's very first video, and I hope you're all well. Happy New Year. What I'm going to do, there's two things I'd like you to do if you haven't done it already, for your voice, for yourself, for your own psyche, for your body, for improving yourself, you know, and keeping up to date and keeping consistent with the use of your voice. That is one, to have a plan, and two, to keep a diary. Now, the plan is basically having a goal. Just have a goal. What is it you want to achieve? I want you to think about the ultimate goal for your voice. Don't concentrate on what you don't have or what you don't like. I want you to concentrate on what it is you do want and what you do like and would like to achieve and would like to get to. From there, you can break that down. Okay, if you know that you have an issue mumbling, or you lisp, or you're someone who's just very quiet and you'd like to project more, maybe you got a very breathy voice, or you got a very loud voice and you just want to change anything, you want to adapt about your voice. Maybe you're not as articulate as you like to be. Whatever it is, put the main goal down, and let's just say this is your year to get over that. This is your year to achieve the results you want with your voice. Okay, so let's just say that's your main goal. Boom. To have a voice that is articulate, clear, resonant, loud, relaxed, and all these things, whatever it is for you. Then you can break that down from your big goal plan into smaller steps. What is it you need to do? Well, it depends on what your issue is or what it is you want to change. You might not have an issue, but believe you have an issue, and therefore it might just be a psychological matter, and you might just have to go and get some hypnotherapy or whatever it is. But you need to know what you want first. What do you want? What do you want? Write it down. Take a pen and paper. I want to sound like Pavarotti this year. Even though Pavarotti is known as a singer, maybe you are a singer or a speaker, I don't know. But what is it you want? Because once you know what you want, then you can take steps to getting there. Okay, now, we'll figure out the steps once you know what it is you want. So you can leave a comment below and let's see if we can I can help guide some of you into the steps you could be taking, or videos on this channel that you could be watching that's going to help you, all right? I'll respond to as many videos as I can now, all right? And I have been a little bit lackadaisical recently because of Christmas and whatnot, but I will get on it. And so every comment that's on this video, I will reply to, all right? That's a promise. Leave me your goals down below and I'll see if I can help you set a little plan for yourself, just very simply. I might even put some extras on my website that you can check out and download. We'll see who comments. Now, on to the second thing, keeping a diary. Keeping a diary is really gonna help you maintain and stick to a plan of getting to your goal, whatever your goal may be. But having a diary, recording the work you do every day, recording how you feel every day, writing down situations that happen to you in which you feel you could have done better, is always gonna help you look back and read your thoughts, your ideas, your suggestions, and improve. Sometimes getting your thoughts out of your head and onto the page is so much better than keeping them in your head and considering them and thinking about them. A lot of negative thoughts happen when we have an issue with ourselves or are trying to improve ourselves and keep it in our heads and think about it. It gestates and becomes bigger. So we need to put it into paper. Like, I feel I didn't do a good job with my speech today. I feel I can't communicate with my friends at work. I feel that no one can hear me or no one is listening. I feel like this. Put your feelings down. Put your emotions down, because these are the things that are going to turn into ways in which you can improve them. They're also going to highlight what your issues might be. And when you read back, you'll see patterns. But you don't read back on the same day. You write your daily routines down and you write your daily thoughts and feelings down. And by the time you get to 6 months from now, you can look back at the very first day. And if you've been working yourself daily, you're gonna see patterns of change. And if you're, even if you're not working yourself daily, you will see patterns in there, and that may help retarget your main goal, your main plan, or it may give you a better indication of what you've done to improve yourself towards that goal, or what you still need to do, or if you've gone down the wrong path. Because it's difficult. It's very difficult for me to be able to help everyone, especially if those that haven't done my 8-week course, because that covers everything, you know, to do with the physical body and actually changing your instrument to be something that works for you. So those of you that are unable to afford that, or don't have the time and use videos like this on YouTube, you just gotta be, you gotta take some time to take stock of what you want and then break down into areas, manageable steps to get what you want. And then by keeping a diary and seeing your emotions around the way you currently are acting, you can make the changes necessary in order to get to your goal. Hopefully this has not been too much of a ramble. It's the first one of the year. It's been a little while since I've been here. This is a kind of new setup today. I'm trying it out. I've got some nice pink and blue lights. I've got this on, and I've been doing other videos. Yesterday in this room, we were actually recording for a band video. I've got a new band together, and I'm actually recording new songs, and so we're making our first video yesterday. Stay tuned, I'm gonna keep you updated on what happens there. One of the reasons I'm doing that is because I really want to give examples of actually me using my voice. I've been doing more acting, I've been doing more voiceover work, and I've been doing more music. So these are things I'm gonna start sharing with you too, to show you my journey of how I'm actually changing and using my voice. And I hope that will also be useful. Happy New Year, 2021. Let's make it the year that we get what we want, that we make the changes, improve ourselves and our voices to be exactly what they should be and what we want them to be. Thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.